بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great ni'mat and favor upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the best of His creation. Allah has given us intelligence. Unlike the animals whose intelligence are limited. Our intelligence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a power of choice to understand. Primarily, Allah has given us intelligence, a mind and a heart to understand the commands of Allah. What is the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from me in every good given moment in my life? And how to fulfill the command of Allah in the Sunnah, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, primarily Allah has given us the mind and the heart with this to understand. The what is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how should I carry it out? Allah has given us intelligence, Allah has given us insan. Allah has made us the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of ummahs, the last to come, the first to enter into Jannah. And above all of that, Allah has given us as a guide, as a mentor, in the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Nabi alayhi salam wa salam, with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explain, the entire life, with the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam wa salam, is akmal, ajmal, and asfal. Every ada, every fail, every qawl, every action, every utterance, every gesture of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved creation to Allah Jalla Jalalu, is most beautiful. Ajmal. Like ulama explained in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayyukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. The best of you are those that teach the Qur'an and learn the Qur'an. The best of you. Already qualified by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether the entire world accepts that Hifz Ustaz is the best or not, whether the entire world accepts that Hafiz al Quran or the one becoming a Hafiz, that you are the best of the creation of Allah after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whether they accept it or not, Nabi alayhi salam wa sallam mentioned already they are the best. Whether we accept or not, they are the best. In the same way, whether the world sees every sunnah to be the most beautiful or not, the eyes of Allah, it is the most beautiful. Whether your heart perceives or not, whether it be my nikah, walima, my children's wedding, some occasion, some holiday, closest to the sunnah, closest to the sunnah, this is ajmal, this is most beautiful. 5-star in the eyes of a Muslim is not that they tried to have a nice walima or nikah. They tried to be very simple. That is 5-star. That is closest to the sunnah. Every sunnah is ajmal. Most beautiful. Every sunnah is ajmal, perfect, absolutely perfect. Who can say otherwise? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will regard every sunnah as the most perfect way to do the action. Whether it be the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way he carried out himself, the way he spoke to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, his domestic life with Azwaj al-Mutahharat, absolutely perfect, absolutely beautiful. Much detail ulama explained. And the third point, ashal, the easiest way of leading a person's life is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Easiest. Simple example. When it comes to a non-Muslim, you have to greet him. After midnight, we say 12 o'clock a.m. What do we say? Good evening, good night, good morning. Even he's not sure. Come morning time, good morning. After 12 p.m. Good afternoon, late afternoon, good morning, good afternoon. Listen to his time. Check the time on the time. Now what do I say now? Subhanallah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was the greeting. different country, learn a different language. For the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, life has become so easy. Go to China, Japan, South America, North America, whichever country of the world, see Muslim brother, whatever time of the day or night, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All it is a connection. This is a Muslim brother of mine. Work in one of our localities also making gush. And just make the scene sound as the person replies, wa alaikum assalam alayhi wa rahmatullahi. How easy the deal of Allah is. Just one salam only makes our life so comfortable and so easy. We can imagine the entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every step of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is only guidance, is only barakat, is only rahmat, is only compassion, is only attraction. It's only attraction. Whether it be the Ramadan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final Ramadan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, already nu'iyat ilayya nafsi, that I have been given the news of my soon demise. Every Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will make muraja'a, will make door, khatam al-Quran, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam as his partner, so to say. One Quran khatam every Ramadan. The last Ramadan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10th year of Hijri, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is two khatams. And then the alad is given for the hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it be the month of Ramadan, the guidance will receive. Whether the month of hajj, the guidance will receive, the rahmat, the compassion. Every step we learn something from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be it the hajj, be it the Ramadan, the fasting, the jihad, the expeditions. His domestic life, to make our lives beautiful, to make our lives easy, to make our lives as perfect as possible. Ajmal, akmal, ashal. The months of Hajj begin, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes a'lan and announces that this year will make Hajj. The year before, the ninth year of Hijrah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was Amir al Hajj. The Jama'at of Qaratul Madinah to Munawwara to make the istighfar to receive them. This was given preference to. The next year will make Hajj. The Alam is made. The entire suffer of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam full of lessons. There's not much time, my dear brothers, but just to understand the akhlaq, the tolerance, the a'mal, the rights of people, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the journey also, as he proceeds, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu together with him, his slave on one camel has the goods of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The camel goes missing with the goods of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The slave comes to Siddiq Akbar, they have lost the camel. The Hajj goes for Hajj and the bags go missing. And then you see the intolerance, the anger. When will I get my bags back? How can be so irresponsible? I paid for the ticket. He comes to the camel. I've lost the camel and the goods. The goods of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Siddiq radiallahu anhu goes into a rage, becomes angry. How could you? Disciplines him, gives him a few shots also. How could you be irresponsible? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, subhanallah, how beautiful. He said to Sahaba, look at this man beating up his slave because he lost some goods. In humor, he tells him. Allah will send it back. Sahaba Ikram brings some food up around Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and within a short period of time, the camel is exchanged. The goods come back. The tolerance of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, no getting angry. When he came to his own eyes, he forgave it, overlooked it. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Makkah al-Mukarramah, which is the fourth of Dhul-Hijjah, makes his Umrah. For the Hajj, he goes to Makkah al-Mukarramah, 6 week package, 5 week package, I paid for the package. I want to be closest to the haram. Allah Ta'ala granted to us the afiyat. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so concentrated, the fourth of Dhul-Hijjah to the eighth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cancelled a place called Abtah, between Mina and Makkah al-Mukarramah. For those 4 days, he never goes to the Haram. Why? In consideration of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they will be coming to visit me. It will be easier for them to come to this place and I will not go to the haram, otherwise it will be difficult for all of them to come to the haram all the time. So I will remain here and receive all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and give them my time. Consideration. For those that are coming late, for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so much consideration. And although the Hajj was yet for Baytullah, for the Ka'batullah, but then the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam camps away from Makkah al-Mukarramah. And then the days of Hajj, as the Hadith are returning, Allah accept the Hajj and only for the Ummah. And the entire journey of Hajj also, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after Arafah, Muzdalifah, comes back to Mina. The consideration of every Sahabi. For us to consider in our life also, those around us, how to appreciate, how to be tolerant. Sometimes in the car you block outside. Yes, nobody should block somebody's car. Be considerate. But even if it does happen, person slipped his mind, he forgot. Make dua for the brother. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it humorous. Look at this man eating his slave because he still lost the camel. Comes back to Mina, returns to Hijjah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells Jamalatul Aqaba, 7 stones. Thereafter, he slaughtered 63 camels that he brought from Medina to Munawwara. 37 as Ali brought from Yemen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam slaughtered 63 with his own hand as an appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 63 years of his holy life. One cow was slaughtered 7 shares for 7 azwaj mutahharat. 2 little animals, sheep or goats are slaughtered on behalf of the Ummah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam enters into his tent and he calls for the Baba, Ma'mar bin Abdullah al-Adawi. He comes into the tent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he presents his blade, a razor, to cut the blessed hair of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even at that moment, just to make the Sahabi comfortable, just to make him comfortable, he says to him in a humorous way, that how fortunate you are that you have the head of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the messenger of Allah in your hand, or you have a blade in your hand. You have a blade and you've got my head in your hand. He's going to be a Allah, this is your favor upon me. So he said, Bismillah, and remove my head from the right hand side first. A sunnah. Go for a haircut, move the head from the right hand side first. From your right hand side. And then the left hand side. Call Abu Talha. Call Abu Talha. His wife, Umm Sulaym, son of Nasr Malik, radiallahu anhu, very close to the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that moment of Hajj also, appreciate the people around you. Because of Abu Talha, and he says to the Baba Muhammad bin Abdullah, then give my hair to Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. Sahaba Ibrahim encircled him. They crowded around him. Then also ulama say the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all will be close. They will change anyone away. During the, even in the Tawaf of Ziyara, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba Imam came around him. Even in Mina, he will tell him, Khudu anni manasikakum, la'alli la arakum ba'da aami hala. Oh my Sahaba, learn the heights of Hajj of me now. It's possible you won't see nothing this year. This is the final Hajj. La'alli la arakum. Possibly you won't see me next year. Give the head to Abu Talha and his family. Why? Out of appreciation for this family that made my achievements. They were so close to me. And the son of Abu Talha, this is the last chance of here, you will not see it again. And the one given the privilege also to read the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talha. Give him the honor also. He was close to us, close to the family, his son also, his wife also, appreciation. وَلَّا نَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ نَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, if you not learn more or less, you not learn to thank the people, is it possible to thank Allah? Thank the family, thank the wife for the meals she's preparing. Make dua for her, barakat in her health, in her family, in her children. Make dua for her parents, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا وَالْفُلِّ حُقُوقٍ إِنْ دَرَيْتُ وَمَا سِيِّرْ That parents in their lifetime, to a certain extent, they are in need of us. after their demise, they are completely muhtaj in need of those that are living. There's nothing we can do right now. Whatever you will read and send to us, you will enjoy. The glass of people around us, our children. Our children. Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned to us that the most inhabitants of Jahannam I saw during the night of Mi'raj of the women. Because of two things. Because of their cursing. They get angry with the children. They get angry with the children. Over the husband and they say things. And because of their ingratitude. Ingratitude, when they become angry, what did you buy for me? They say, what's your mother giving? I'm still using it. They never changed the curtains in the house so many years. But everything is new. Cursing the children sometime. When I ask you for the woman, when you get angry, make dua for your children. Allah Ta'ala give you a step of hidayat. Make a positive dua for you. Don't curse him. So here Nabi alayhi salam told Ummah, be grateful. Say jazakallahu khayran. The best dua you should jazakallahu khayran will pay the person more than he could even do for you. May Allah reward you from his side with the best. Make dua for him. Make dua for the wife. Those that are working below us, thank them. Spend upon them. Little we have, share with the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they have prepared his nails. That also was distributed to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to offer ziyara. Then the consideration of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum all around him. To the extent, my dear brothers, when we go to the Zamzam, welcome to Zamzam. The clan of Qutari were in charge of giving water to the Hujjaj. When he goes in consideration with the Ummah, there he wanted, he had the strength, he had the power of 100 worldly people, 100 men, could have drawn the bucket himself. But he told the clan of Qutari, draw the water for me, or else. What was the reason behind this? If I have to draw the water myself, then every haji will think that this is the sunnah, and there will be such crowding with the zamzam well that it will break out in the night, people will get hurt. Rather, you put it out and I will drink. Every sahabi wants a share of the zamzam that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank from the bucket. Rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way he shared, he opened his heart. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank from the zamzam bucket and thereafter spat back into it his mubarak saliva. For the ummah of Qiyamah, that is why we drink Zamzam in any intention, Jannat ki water. Whatever we drink it for, Allah will fulfill the dua. And together with that, we are drinking the Mubarak saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming within my body. Consideration with the ummah of Qiyamah. We're making our estates out and pull out. Those that are kind to us, that will come after us, make a wasiyat for them also. Don't make it so difficult. Be considerate. This was the consideration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the return to Madinah al-Munawwara. The different lessons we learned in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where every step, he was informing Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that my time has come close. In Mina also, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَالْغَلِيبِ Umar bin Khattab began to cry. Why are you crying? This is indication that the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is complete and perfect. When something comes to completion, perfection, there is only decline thereafter. The Nabi of Allah is still believing. Surah Nasr also calls Surah Tawdi', the Surah of putting prayer. On Arafah, al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, the deen is perfected. This is the bounty of Allah, I'm happy with Islam for you. فَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ مَدِينَ Nabi alayhi salam wa sallam comes to Madinah al-Munawwara. This is the hijjah between the demise of Nabi alayhi salam wa sallam and the hajj 80 days more or less. That's a part of Safar, Nabi alayhi salam wa sallam falls ill. And here also in his illness, historians mention that the fever began, the severe migraine headaches of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had a damage to his head. The Nabi of Allah, so much of test in his lifetime, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam buried all his sons. Three of his own daughters, Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum, and Zainab, the eldest, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, born 10 years before the nubuwwah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. She was a young girl who would come to her father with a bowl of water, clean his beard, and told him, my father, how long will you carry on with this da'wah? The time will come, oh my daughter, that this deen of the path of the Hijabri home, unbaked and baked. Then final taklif, an obligation which was upon the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, was he had to go to the Ummah in Mina. Tens of angels, after shaving of the head, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called Sahaba Ikram, the Masjid al-Khayr is based right now in Mina. So one side was the Ansar, one side the Muhajir. Get them together. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, have I conveyed to you the message? Have I conveyed to you the message? Among the final khutbahs, those that are hearing the deen now to those that aren't yet. This responsibility was handed over to the Ummah in Hajj. The Hajjis understand, I've come from Medina Munawwara with the Khajur of Medina, the dates of Medina. I've come from Makkah to Mukarramah with the Zawdah of Makkah. I've come from Hajj with the responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am an ambassador of Nabi alayhi sallam. My akhlaq, my compassion, my tolerance, and how to help people from the Ummah. This entire journey of Hajj and the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes to the culmination. Here, when the headache begins, severity of the fever, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, wa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, wa rahsa. O Aisha, my head is throbbing. My head is paining. Typically, we tell the wife, my head is paining, what's the reaction? Mine too. So she says, my head is also paining. My head is also paining. Nabi alayhi salam doesn't get upset. I'm telling you, you're telling me the same thing. So Aisha, what's the worst that happen? In humor, what's the worst that happen? You pass away, a big dua for you. So Rabbi Abdullah, he said, you want me to pass away, so you can go to the other wives. All in humor. And that stage of his life also. Advanced stage, Aisha is still a young girl, almost 18 years old only. What tolerance, what muhabbat, what love, in that condition also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would distribute his nights equally amongst his azwaj mutahharat, among his wives. This also, distribution of nights, was not an obligation upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was by his choice. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that banda, the person has more than one wife, an obligation to distribute equally. For the Nabi of Allah was no obligation, but then he stuck to the choice of least of the last. Being so fair. And Azwaj Mutahharat, they said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants to be in the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, which is part of the Rawdah. They sensed it. Sunday night, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the fever becomes very high. By Monday, he moves to Aisha's house radiallahu ta'ala anha. Well, 1 week he stays with her, just 1 week only, from Monday to Monday. In that time, he goes to the masjid the very week, bring 7 skins of water, pour it over me, the fever starts, semi-consciousness. By Thursday, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed the Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, and Maghrib. One more salat was recited in Maghrib salat. By Isha, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was absolutely exhausted. Absolutely. But those few days then too, ulama explained, in that condition, the most important thing in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was salah. As Ali, as Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, will go and pick up Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in that condition of his bandaged head, high fever, he will take support on the shoulders and feet dragging. We can imagine a picture from the Rawdah, from the Mubarak house of Nabi alayhi salam, dragging him to the Musalla of Nubuwwah to perform the salah. That will never be seen. The love for Allah Ta'ala, the love for Salah. Haji Dazullah Mahajir Makkah Rahmatullah Ali would say that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah asked him, Haji Dazullah, what would you like to be on the day of Qiyamah? He would say to Allah, Ya Allah, give me one musalla, one corner under the shade of the arsh, to be in Salah. The love for Salah, to worship Allah. Being dragged to the musalla of the Lord. That was basically the last salah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the Thursday at Maghrib.
ديت العشاء رضي الله تعالى عنها. I would rather the father perform the salah. One of you, but my father is latiful qalb, bukka. My father is very hard. He's very soft hearted. He will cry in salah. Salah, I don't understand the Quran tilawat. He cries so much. Appoint him. No one would be happy with anyone else besides the father. Inna amanna al-nasa aliyya bi suhbati yamani al-mubakar. That, oh Allah, the most kind person to me in my worldly life in regards to suhbah, companionship, and his wealth was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah will repay him on the day of Qiyamah. Put him on the musalla. Thursday night, Isha, Abu Bakr Siddiq takes over the salah. Then the day of Jumu'ah. Then automatically, suddenly over 7 years, Zuhur time, Nabi of Allah, what is the khifah? He found some lightness in him. He felt a good. What he did, he didn't go for a walk in the park or to the beach. He said, today I feel a good, I'll go for salah. I'll go back for namaz. Because either the Saturday or Sunday, at Zuhur time, Sahaba Ikram come to pick up Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As he comes out from the Mubarak home in line with the Musalla of Muwad, Abu Bakr Siddiq is on the Musalla of Zuhur. He notices Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam coming. Wants to break his salah, he gestures, continue with his hand. Then Sahaba Ikram come and they see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam next to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. As if two of them walk, Nabi is excited, they get to meet Abu Bakr and say it louder. Like this salah is performed, then the khutbah is given. In the khutbah, a pertinent point, O my Sahaba Ikram, lest wa akhsha alaykum al-dunya, alaykum al-faqra. O my Sahaba, I don't fear poverty upon you. I fear dunya upon you. And the person biha, that you will lie and compete with one another in dunya. And taqtatilu, then you will fight for it. فَتَحْرِكُوا And you will destroy yourselves. Brother, we must speak to brother for 3,000 of rands. Don't come to my janazah. Don't wipe up that street. It took the life of yatim children. You will fight for the dunya. Sahaba Ikram gave their lives, in the path of Allah to revive the deen of Allah. Today we are giving our lives to save our dunya. They sacrifice the dunya for the deen of Allah, we sacrifice the deen of Allah for the dunya. I feel this upon you, that you will lie, you will compete, you will race for dunya, and in that you will not care where it comes from, who is in your way. Materialism will take hold of you. I feel this upon you. Adopt taqwa in your life. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama explained in the days of before, that if someone opened a certain type of shop, then anyone so called the same thing, down the road, next to him, he was going to go to Medina to Munawwara and deliver this receipt. Same shop, one after the other. This shop, even when I helped his brother to open the same shop that he's selling those goods. Sustenance from Allah. You will kill one another. The final khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst the sunnahs of that time also, to conclude. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to Aisha radiallahu anha wa Aisha, I feel that the effects of that poison, the effects of that poison that was fed to me with Khaybah by a Jewess. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took a luqma and morsel of that piece of meat into his mouth, the Jewess who was in Khaybah had poisoned it, that morsel of food spoke to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had been poisoned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took it out from his mouth, but the effects of it went into his body. This is a very subtle way. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said, a subtle way for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the rank of shahadat. Because of poison. And his habit was throughout his life, after every salah, ayatul kursi and three points. So to say in our language, the biggest amil, what he was reading, the three quotes and ayat al-kursi. For the poison and judgment was done upon him. After Fajr and after Maghrib, three times each. Surah al-Ikhlas, Surah al-Falaq, Surah al-Nas. Three times. Before sleeping, then also three times each. Surah al-Ikhlas, Surah al-Falaq, Surah al-Nas will blow on his palm and rub over his body. At this juncture also, when he was so weak to even do that, we tell Aisha, O Aisha, recite the three pulls. Recite the three pulls for me. At that time also, she would recite for him and blow the blessed hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and rub it upon his body. And then she would say before the demise of Nabi alayhi salam wa salam, the Monday morning in Fajr time. The Monday morning in Fajr time, Iqama was given. Nabi alayhi salam wa salam opens the curtain of his Hujra Mubarak of his room to glance at the last time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. What was the last amal? Salam. The last falfuz, the last four, the last hadith, O my Sahaba, as-salah, as-salah, as-salah. Don't ever miss your salah. My life, my death, all between salahs, namaz. He looks at them and they notice Nabi alayhi salatu salam, they want to break the namaz. They want to break the salah to see the beautiful smile of his. He gestures for the new. Then he closes the curtain. The Aisha's brother walks into the room, Abdul Rahman, in Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The last action of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. What is salah? The last action he sees in the hands of Abdul Rahman in this walk. You see that this walk, such a powerful sunnah of Ummah. We should be keeping this in our pockets, identity of a mu'min. So he gestures to her, O Nabi, would you like this walk? Yes. She says, the akhir zad, the last provisions of dunya that went into the belly, into the blessed mouth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, really he was my saliva, the Aisha's saliva. Mata bayna sahri wa nahri, Nabi alayhi salam passed me between my collarbone and my neck. His neck and his head was on my chest. In that position, Nabi alayhi salam done this way. But before that, he said, I took the miswak, I softened it with my teeth and my saliva. And I put into the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the last word, Ar-Rafiq al-A'la, Ar-Rafiq al-A'la. That how I wish to be with the higher companion, the highest companion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last sunnah of the miswa, among the last sunnah, the three quls. And a light in the ummah, that open your heart. Anybody has a right, fulfill the right to that person before we leave this world. And if anyone has a right upon me, I make market. In every step of the life of Nabi alayhi salam, this guidance, this nur, this barakat, to just recapitulate three things in the life of Nabi alayhi salam, sunnah, is most beautiful, perfect, and most easy. Allah Ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala.